And now, young Widow Brown. Critically ill at Health Center Hospital, Ellen Brown has put all her faith in Dr. Addison Shaw, the lovely young surgeon who has come to perform a serious operation on Ellen, involving the removal of a dangerously large bullet. The antagonism which arose between Dr. Shaw and Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, has momentarily been overturned, and Ellen is awaiting the moment when the young woman's surgeon will operate. But other forces are at work against Ellen's well-being, as her sworn enemy, Louise Simpson, now prepares to talk with Anthony's older sister, Victoria, saying,
"Hello, Victoria. How are you? Well, Louise, I guess I'm about as well as you could expect anybody to be who's been treated the way I am. Are you being pushed around too, Victoria? I've just come from Health Center Hospital. Have you seen her? I'm not allowed to see Ellen, Louise. My brother has given definite orders to that effect. I'm not talking about Ellen. I'm talking about Dr. Addison Shaw, the beautiful young doctor who's going to operate on Ellen and make her well. He's Dr. Humphrey's assistant."
"Oh.
Well, I didn't know, of course. As I say, my brother doesn't confide in me at all. I understand they had quite a row, actually, Dr. Shaw and Anthony, but Ellen's taken her part."
"I don't think I know what you're talking about, Louise."
"You know what a row means. I just have an idea that this Addison Shaw is going to create a little excitement here."
"Well, for pity's sake."
"She's very lovely, very sweet. And she has a kind of mystery about her, an intriguing kind of charm. Anthony's known lots of women doctors. Not like this one, I'll bet. Well, I'm sure there's nothing you or I can do about this, Louise."
"No, there isn't."
"I wonder if she intends to hang around long. You sound as if you were jealous of her, Louise. After all, it's Ellen who's your rival with Anthony. I can handle Ellen Brown, Victoria. I don't know about this other one, however. Isn't it a little far-fetched that you should be worrying about someone like this doctor?"
"I don't know. I just got the feeling when I met Dr. Shaw that something was not right, that she'd be a far tougher enemy than Ellen. Louise, I think it would be in better taste if both you and I concerned ourselves more with Ellen's condition. She'll undergo a very serious operation, you know."
"Victoria, you couldn't possibly make up now for all the bad luck you've always wished Ellen.
So I think you're very silly to try."
"I don't think I've actually wished her bad luck."
"Haven't you ever wished she'd die, Victoria? Do you honestly say you never wished that?"
"Louise, I never wished her dead. Never. And you upset me terribly when you imply that I do."
"Victoria, you and I are perfectly aware of our desires and our motives and our hopes. How strange it would be, though, if Ellen did die, Victoria. I wonder what Anthony would do."
"Louise, I wish you'd go."
"Oh, I know, I know. I don't help you maintain three thoughts about Ellen. It's very mean of me. All right, I'll go. When is the operation? You know?"
"No, I told you, Anthony doesn't come near me. And I've been forbidden to go to see Ellen."
"Anthony didn't do that. Addison Shaw left that order, Victoria."
"Oh.
So you see, Ellen must have said quite a good deal to her about me and you. The thing you don't realize, Victoria, is that Ellen dislikes you fully as much as you dislike her. Goodbye, dear. I'll see you."
And in Ellen's back garden, Anthony puts in a final flower stake and sits back on his heels as his good friend Noreen Temple comes up to him, saying,
"Anthony, what in the world are you doing?"
"Hello, Noreen. I'm planting Ellen's zinnias for her. She was worried about them."
"Oh, the nicer the ones, aren't they?"
"Yes.
They'll be grand by the time she comes back. That's a wonderful idea."
"She's afraid, Noreen, and she won't tell me."
"Afraid?"
"Of what you're afraid of. Something that maybe she won't be here to see them bloomed."
"Anthony."
"I couldn't get her to express her fear, but it was there, the fear."
"Yes, understandable. Important thing is the fear you have, or Dr. Shaw has. Are you afraid, either of them?"
"I respect this girl's ability now that I've set behind me my first resentment. I'm sure everything will go according to order. But at the same time, I'm scared blue. I've got all the poundings of the heart and the butterflies in the stomach that anyone could have. All of them."
"Poor Aunt. What's in here but my business?"
"Nothing. I've got to do it for myself, Noreen. I've got to do it for myself. And it isn't easy."
"No, of course it isn't. Look, come back to the house with me. Here that Freya working on a brief. We'll have a cool drink on the terrace. Perhaps just being with us will help you.
All right.
Good boy. What's Ellen doing now? I mean, when's our operation scheduled for?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? But Anthony, I thought...
It's a good idea, Marie. Before she knows it, she'll have been in the operating room and out.
Mm-hmm. Will you assist?
Oh, no, no.
Want me to sit with you while it's going on?
Yes, please. I'm no stalwart soul at a time like this, I discover. I want someone to hold my hand very definitely.
I'll be there.
I'm not saying anything to my sister Victoria.
Don't.
I suppose she and Louise Simpson will get together on the whole thing. Allison Shaw kicked them both out of the hospital.
Good for Dr. Shaw.
You like her, don't you, Marie?
Very much.
I think I will eventually. I made such a fool of myself when she first came. I wonder if she has anything to do with me now.
And what I like about her is her feeling for people, her sensitivity, I guess you'd call it. I just cried like a baby with her, and I wasn't embarrassed. I felt she understood why I was crying.
She's a good fellow. She's all right.
Makes me feel sort of useless. She's another Ellen.
Isn't she? It's strange how you say that, too. But there's the same gentle quality about them. A kindness that's very evident and understanding.
Which is why they took to each other, I guess. Here, come along, Anthony. You've done plenty of gardening for this evening. We'll get back to the house. I wonder if Dr. Shaw is lonely. I could call her up and ask her over. Would you mind, Anthony?
No, I wouldn't mind, Noreen. I've got to be more friendly to her. I have to forget that I put the wrong foot forward.
The similarity between Ellen Brown and Dr. Allison Shaw is a tenuous thing at the moment, and at Health Center Hospital, Ellen, talking with Allison now, is saying...
I know what you mean, Allison. I feel that way, too. You know, when you made me well, I'm going to take you to meet a friend of mine who has the same point of view. He lives here in Simpsonville. He's a farmer, newly born. What do you mean, Ellen, newly born? He's discovered his role in life. The thing he wants to do more than anything else.
Oh,
Bruce Weldon is his name. He's very talented. You'd like him.
Are you a matchmaker, Ellen?
Well, not necessarily. But if you're going to be here for a while, I want you to have fun.
I'll manage. Don't worry about me.
Does that mean that you're already bespoke, as they say?
Oh, no. There's nothing like that.
You're very positive.
Yes, I am. For several reasons. All of them connected with my work. After all, Ellen, medicine is a dedicated life.
A man can marry.
Yes, but the conflicts are not the same. To be a doctor and a mother, I don't think they're compatible.
To do the job. The business of the job has nothing to do with it, Allison.
Now we argue.
And if your husband were understanding it, if he appreciated your point of view or not.
Ellen, I know what you're driving at, but after all, what's funny? How serious you are. And the fact that I do this, too. I make matches all the time. I arrange people's lives for them constantly. It bores them frightfully, I'm sure, but I can't help it.
Do I bore you?
No. I like being with you.
Tell me, how do you feel? Still scared of the operation?
Oh, yes.
But it's a strange kind of scaredness. It's apart from me. It doesn't really belong to me.
Good. That means that it's a very impermanent thing. I'll answer that, Ellen. I won't have my prized patient upset. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Shaw?
Yes?
This is Noreen Temple. I wonder if you'd like to come over this evening. Dr. Lawrence here, and we're sitting on the terrace just talking, and it's rather pleasant.
That's very nice of you, Mrs. Temple. I'd love to come over.
Good.
Good morning, you
nice. I'll come by to pick you up.
I'll be ready, Mrs. Temple. Thank you.
I hope Noreen would do that. I wonder why she didn't want to talk to me, then.
I guess she didn't know I was in your room, Ellen.
Oh, yes, I guess. Well, you go along and have a nice time. You'll like both Noreen and Herbert, her husband, the more you know them, Allison. I'm so glad they asked you.
Noreen doesn't know Allison is in Ellen's room, and Ellen doesn't know that Anthony is at Noreen's house. Was it deliberate or quite unintentional that Allison didn't mention it to young Widow Brown?